Dear Cheap Astronomy, why do solar eclipse paths of totality run in different directions? Yes, folks, it's that rare event when we actually answer an astronomy question. So, solar eclipses. As you know, the Earth's rotation makes the Sun appear to cross the Earth's daytime sky following a line we call the ecliptic. And yep, that's no coincidence, but we'll get to that. The ecliptic is not a fixed path because of the Earth's tilted axis of rotation. So, as the Earth progresses in its orbit around the Sun, from the Earth's surface, at the equinoxes, the Sun appears to be overhead at the equator, but for the rest of the year, it's either shifting north towards the Tropic of Cancer or south towards the Tropic of Capricorn. And then we have to consider the Moon. It orbits the Earth once every 29.5 days. If we are watching it from the Earth's surface, when it's on the far side of the Earth, away from the Sun, we see the Moon's face fully lit by the Sun. In other words, it's a full moon. Then, nearly 15 days later, it will be on the other side of its orbit, on the side of the Earth nearer the Sun. So when we look at it from the ground, none of its face is lit. In other words, it's a new moon. Now, you might think the Moon should orbit the Earth's equator, but actually its orbit is more in line with the Sun. That is, its orbital plane around the Earth is only about 5 degrees off the Earth's orbital plane around the Sun. So, in terms of lines in our sky, the Moon's path is only tilted 5 degrees off the Sun's path, that is, the ecliptic. So, as the Moon orbits the Earth, sometimes it will be a bit north of the ecliptic, and sometimes a bit south, and two times in its orbit, it will cross the ecliptic. So, bringing all that together, you'll get a solar eclipse when there's a new moon at the same time that the moon's path in our sky crosses the sun's ecliptic. There's a new moon almost every 30 days, and the moon crosses the ecliptic twice in that almost 30 days. But those different events don't coincide very often. This is mostly because the moon's orbit precesses, so it won't cross the same points of the ecliptic each time. It shifts a bit each time. Indeed, it will take the Moon about 9 years to come back to the exact same ecliptic crossing points. However, that 9 years doesn't matter so much because there's yet another factor at play. The orbital position of the Earth around the Sun is always shifting a bit, which means the Sun won't be in the same place in the sky each time the Moon crosses the ecliptic. It shifts a bit too. Nonetheless, despite all these various motions and shiftings, you do get the necessary lineup for a solar eclipse about every 6 months. But that includes partial and annular eclipses, a partial eclipse being when the lineup isn't exact enough for there to be a total solar eclipse visible anywhere on the Earth's surface, and an annular eclipse is when the lineup is exact enough, but the Moon is towards the apogee of its orbit. So it's a bit farther away from the Earth, and hence smaller in the sky, and hence not quite big enough to cover the whole of the Sun's disk. A total solar eclipse is only really total from a particular vantage point on the Earth's surface. It will just be a partial eclipse when viewed from other places. Such a total solar eclipse happens once every 18 months, on average. On average means it might be as little as a year or as much as 3 years between two total solar eclipses, but it does work out to be 18 months on average. Total solar eclipses might not seem to happen this often because some happen over oceans or the poles or over deserts and they just don't make the news. The direction of the path of totality for different eclipses depends on the direction of the Sun's apparent motion in the sky, but also the direction from which the Moon is approaching as it passes in front of the Sun. For example, if the Sun is overhead at a high latitude and the Moon approaches it from a longitudinal orientation, the path of totality could cross over one of the poles. While if the Sun is at a lower latitude and the Moon approaches it from a more latitudinal orientation, the path of totality could cross the equator. Paths of totality generally curve diagonally to lines of latitude and longitude due to the Earth's tilted axis of rotation. They might trend from low latitudes up towards the poles, or from high latitudes down towards the equator. The actual pattern seen is partly a consequence of the time of year and also the time of day. So, total solar eclipses are awe-inspiring lifetime events, but they are based on very predictable geometries.